Welcome, everyone. And a particular welcome to our new elected members, our returning elected members, and our older, more experienced elected members. Thank you. Do you want to point that out? And the CEO just points out for me.
We have our new manager of HR, Patrick Brown, at his first meeting today. Welcome, staff in the gallery.
Welcome, everyone. All right, terrific. In terms of attendance as attended at here at the table, I won't go through everyone's names. 2.2, apologies, nil. 2.3, approval of absence, nil. Item 3, response to previous questions taken on notice. 3.1.1, Mr. David Van Voot. 3.1.2, Ms. Lorraine Butson. 3.2, questions from elected members at the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, the 25th of September, 2013. 3.2.1, Councillor Gillingham. Now, item 4, public time. Just an important note, this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission for your recording of your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is also reminded that in accordance with Section 20.3, the Town of Port Hedland Local Law on Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. So thanks very much for taking that into consideration. Without any further ado, 4.1, public question time. I now declare public question time open at 5:38. Can I have a show of hands of any questions from members of the public? Do any members of the public have public questions? All right. I declare public question time closed at 5:39. 4.2, public statement time. I've opened public statement time at 5:39 as well. Are there any public statements? If so, please state your name nice and clear. Sure, no one wants to say anything? Okay. I will also declare public statement time closed at 5:40. Thank you very much. Item 5, questions from members without notice. Deputy Mayor Jacob.
None, Madam Mayor.
Councillor De Cash. Councillor Gillingham.
One small one, thank you. In our local government notice, so there is a question I'd like to ask on the 26th of October is a shop till you drop garage sales for around the state. And I know that we don't have a white goods pickup, so I'm just wondering, is it a possibility for us as a council to promote community garage sales before the cycling season is really here? Something that we could please look into.
Could you look into that, Sarah?
We can look
probably
into
not
it.
For that date, but
not
some
for that
other
date
talk?
Because it's so close. But apparently, there's a lot of advertisement through the chair, a lot of advertisement on television and radio at the moment around the state,
sure.
And apparently it's to get people to get all their rubbish out of their yard.
Would you mind making that information available for the CEO?
Yep. Thank you
so
very much.
I think
we had a bit of a... He's in our pigeonhole too, so...
Terrific.
Thank you. Anything further?
That's
all, thank you.
Councillor Hooper?
Nothing, thank you.
Councillor Hunt?
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Taylor?
Yes, please. I had two questions. My first one is just if we could have an update on the use of the grant recall by the Towns Administration. And I ask that question because we did vote in April to have that for staff use, office use, and at the time it was impressed upon us how urgent it was. And the other comment I'd like to make around the grant recall is that if in the considerations going forward we can make sure we capture not only the value, because I know it's been talked about the value of the grant recall in terms of income when the hall has been hired out for the town, but we've just finished pretty much our sort of social season of the cooler months of Port Hedland. And the grant recall not only... one of the great facilities that it provided was for community groups to be able to use it. So in terms of return to the tenor-foot heaven on income coming in terms of rental fees, it also facilitated community groups.
Have you got a question, Councillor Taylor? Sure. This is question time.
My question is, can I have an update on what's happening?
Thank you.
Through you, Madam Mayor, as of this week, there's been a decision made about who's moving into Gatwick Hall from the team.
Yep.
And, of course, we know that's a transitionary basis. But at this stage, the CEO and the CEO's team and all the directors will be moving into Gatwick Hall over the next 3 to 4 weeks. That will free up a couple of offices downstairs for meeting rooms. It will allow us to bring some staff from the airport building who are in the worst of the suffer the worst of the conditions at the airport building, and put those in some of the offices downstairs. So at this stage, there will be, I think we worked out, 15 staff in Gatwick Hall within a month. And at the same time, we do have a session on the 6th of November where... 7th, sorry. Okay, 6th or 7th, with Ian Wilkes, the architect.
Yep.
I think he was scheduled for the 6th. We need to... That was the Wednesday.
Cruise ship, yeah.
So we may need to move that to the Thursday. And there was a three-hour session booked in for elected members and executive to go through the work that Mr. Wilkes has currently done, including costings, refresh costings, looking at the alternatives for a replacement for Chambers and Gatwick, or similar.
Okay. Thank you. And my second question was, through the chair, was for the CEO, if you could just share the improvements that are happening with the planning team and their assessments of applications.
Through you, Madam Mayor. Our Manager of Planning is in the audience and the Director's here, but certainly the Manager of Planning had indicated in a recent email that the turnaround times for applications had come down to an average of 30 days from 60?
In excess of 60.
Down to 30. And I would have to defer to the Director initially for why that reason is, besides just having great staff with a great director. I'll have to find out what other details are.
It really was because we had a lack of resources, and we've managed to get on top of the planning applications with the assistance of the planning department. So, yeah.
Okay. Well,
any other questions?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Robinson? Councillor Melbourne?
No, nothing, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Van Vugt?
Yes, Mayor. I haven't had a member of the public ask me if there's any chance of having a filleting board put somewhere near the boat ramps. I'm not sure if it's going to attract sharks, if that's the reason why there's no filleting board there. Maybe a bin for their scales, for the fish scales.
Can the CEO just take that and look at options?
With my success with fishing land, I'll take it on board.
Thank you.
I know there is some work to be considered around the Burt Madigan Park. There's also some structural work that we need to consider in terms of the seawall as well, but the fish filleting and waste collection we can have a look at.
Thank you.
Normally I don't go back around, but I'm very generous tonight. Councillor
Gillingham. Thank you. Just only because it's relating to something that Councillor Taylor did say. Regarding the Gatwick Hall, if this is the case, then may I just ask that could we please look into having the piano moved into Council Chambers?
Sure.
So that we know that it does have a home until such time as whatever we get a chance to move elsewhere, and we can then possibly use it for civil ceremony. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, elected members. Item 6, declaration by members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper presented before us. Can I please have a show of hands if that's the case? Terrific. Let the record record, Tim. Yes. Item 7, confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting. 7.1, confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on Wednesday, the 25th of September 2013. Do I have any points of clarification? Move, Councillor Jacobs. Seconded, Councillor Hunt. No against? Okay, carried. 10-0. Item 8, announcements by presiding member without discussion. Again, it's been a busy month and very happy to be back in the hot seat. Just last night, I was actually very proud to attend a Tourism WA cruise ship ready workshop, which I know our manager of marketing and communications also attended. It was really very good. It was positive in terms of the turnout and very positive in terms of the actual PowerPoints that were provided. And I have asked Christine from Tourism WA to provide me, and I'll provide all elected members with a copy of the PowerPoint that was provided. Really interesting, the figures. Like, one actual cruise ship is the equivalent of 12 737 planes just landing all at once and everyone just coming out from the cruise ship. So we certainly do know those cruise ships tend to hold between 2,200 to up to 3,650 people. But it was interesting putting it into those other light terms, like an airport situation. We all know what our airport's like, so I'm sure we all know what the disembarking area at the Port Authority would be like at that time as well. Really interesting in terms of their stats and the information from Tourism WA. In terms of, we've always pondered how many people get off the ship when they do come, and certainly their statistics are suggesting that when it's a mainstream audience, clientele on the ship, tend to get 50% departure rates of people getting off the ship. When it is a mainly Asian-orientated clientele, tends to be 90%. So that was interesting there. They do suggest that per berthing here in Port Hedland, the contribution to the economy, local economy, is $2 million. $2 million per berthing. That does not just include the spend of the tourists when they do go to the markets, the chemists, the shops, the hotels, but also includes like the refueling. Refueling is a big part of it. Getting supplies, taking supplies on board, and the other operations that go with. They were talking about painting and carpentry and repairs and things that have to happen when they do take that opportunity to dock. I think the real big take home from the workshop was, and I think all elected members and members of the public can take part in this, is actually the creativity in terms of the experiences that we could provide and we could offer here from Port Hedland. I know we all can't do it by the 6th of November, but I think for future ones next year, and we've got them coming in February and March next year, they shared experiences in Geraldton. There's a photographer that offers photography masterclasses. They spoke about artists that do masterclasses in their actual art studio that, you know, were highly sought after. They spoke about the Geraldton one. They took them to the War Memorial, so a significant landmark, and did some photography masterclass and 101s at particular landmarks. They spoke about Rotary clubs and other service groups doing morning tea and welcome morning teas and being able to raise money for charitable causes. And they really emphasised that a lot of people, when they are on board and they dock in at Port Hedland, they want to meet Port Hedland people. They want to meet real Port Hedland people. What do you do when you live? How long have you been here? What do you do? What do your family do? How do you find living here when it's so hot? They just actually want to just chat to people. So I found that was really interesting. And I think that our economic development team, and I know the experiences that our manager of marketing and communications have, that I'm sure if we all put our heads together, we'll be able to be creative and creating some more experiences when future cruise ships do come in. Certainly, it was pleasing to hear the reports of captains and staff on various cruise ships that have visited us in the past, that they love the warm welcome, as in the warm welcome from people, when they actually come here, and they actually highlighted the actual beaming of four-wheel drives, beaming the ship and the cheers from us when we're in Marapikurrinya Park, farewelling them. So that was really touching to hear that they enjoyed that. So we certainly need to keep doing it when they continue to come through. So they're planning to have another workshop, Tourism WA, in February. It's more geared around the tour guiding, but also the experience sharing and how we can speak and sell Port Hedland as a destination. So I encourage anyone who can keep an eye out for that in February. And certainly we have our next cruise ship coming on Wednesday, the 6th of November. I again need help with town ambassadors. I've got some beautiful eye-catching blue caps that I'll be giving you for free if you help me. Certainly helping to hand out maps, pointing people in the right direction, and bottles of water. And I'm just really excited that I feel we're starting to become cemented now as a cruise ship port destination. So I'm really excited about that, guys. So I think everyone from staff to elected members to members of the public should be really proud of that. So how about a round of applause? And just in summing up my report, I just wanted to say that last night I had the pleasure of attending the town of Port Hedland's birthday. And it was 117 years of age, and I think she's looking mighty fine for someone of 117. And I'd just like to commend the Port Hedland Historical Society for that fantastic function that you did put on for everyone. And it was certainly a very enjoyable event. So thank you very much. Another round of applause. All right. Item 9, reports by elected members without discussion. Deputy Mayor Jacob.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I guess I'd like to start off firstly to congratulate yourself for your re-election, and certainly to the other councillors who were re-elected as a result of the elections on Saturday, and to the new councillors and elected members, welcome to the table. It's really fantastic to see a team that brings so much diversity to the council table and a broad spectrum of experience and knowledge. So I think it's going to be exciting times over the next 4 years, and I look forward to working with you all. I also thank you for the opportunity to be elected Deputy Mayor. It's going to be a challenge, yet a real exciting opportunity for ourselves, and I'm looking forward to representing the town as the Deputy Mayor, so thank you very much. I'd also at the same time recognise the contributions of previous sitting members, Arnold Carter and Bill Zombach, and thank them for their years of effort on council. I believe it's worthy that we recognise their efforts over the many years that they were on in their terms. This morning, the AAA, the Australian Airport Association National Conference was held in September, and members of the Airport Committee, of which I am one, and also some administration staff and the CEO attended the conference. There were some very good initiatives that we have brought back from those from that conference, and in particular as part of the networking opportunities, met people in design, people in consultancy that have now been sort of invited to come in and talk to council along the lines of the new refurbishments, and I thought that that was a real positive thing. There was a lot of operational workshops that we attended, which as a newly, as a councillor working in on that committee was very beneficial to be educated on a lot of certain operational processes that airports go through, and be certainly engaged in options available for what might happen at Port Hedland International Airport here. A report will be provided back to council as part of our attendance, and I will make that available to all sitting councillors. Finally, the South Hedland Business Association breakfast event was held this morning. We had speakers from the PDC, and we had the opportunity to introduce some of the new councillors to the business community, and certainly the mayor addressed the forum there. Those events are pretty good in the fact that they sort of instigate frank discussion and feedback from the business community of Port and South Hedland. I think it's important that communication between business and the town be very much in line and open, so that if we're talking about creating a report city, we can't do it without business. And I think these are good events that give us that forum to allow council to get feedback from business and vice versa. That's all I have to report.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Gillingham.
Oh, I just thank you for Hedland's birthday celebrations last night. Have a really lovely evening at Dalgetty House, and I guess look forward to the next birthday next year. And thank you to young David Clark for coming to play some music as well from the well-known Clark family of Port Hedland. So thank you. that. So thank you very much.
Thank you. I hear you made a fantastic cake as well.
We did have a yummy cake, Mayor Howlett, and yeah, I'm sure everybody enjoyed that, and it was really good. Great to meet some new people, but some new people in town, actually, also from the Headland Home Barbecue as well, which was there the week before. Met some people, their photographs in the paper. And also, I'd just like to finish by saying thank you to everybody who voted regarding the came up for the elections. We had, I think, a record vote this time for our council, and thank you for returning back from council. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Hooper.
Yes, thank you for all your words, Gloria. I think you only missed one person out, and that was you. Congratulations for getting there. And other than that, no, nothing else. Thank you.
Councillor Hunt.
Madam Mayor, yes, I attended the BHP Community Consultative Group meeting on the 10th of October, and some of the things that were reported there was that their Inner Harbour project is nearing completion, so they're sort of winding down there, having completed berths, car dumpers and ship loaders. But the three sample stations, or the sample stations I've got, are coming to the end of their life, so they're upgrading three sample stations, which will take 12 to 18 months construction, so there's going to be some module movements in that time. They gave us a bit of a report on where they're at with their accommodation at the moment. So the Quattro development should be completed by the end of 2014, and their tenders are coming out soon. The Pretty Pool high-rise development is complete. The Murdoch is at stage one, so that will be started in the next financial year. Cedar Woods, so they've got 36 houses going to be built at Cedar Woods, and the community team are taking over the leasing of the lower space in the high-rise development out at Pinnacle, and they're taken away from them now being so they're pretty confident that the commercial space at the bottom will be occupied very soon, which is good news, actually. In their community development, the BHP has given each of the schools in Port Hedland $200,000 towards amenities within the school, which I think is quite good. So that's the CCG. I also attended an art exhibition out at the J.D. Hardy Centre, Impressions, I've forgotten what the other word was, an artist who painted the portraits of 50 inspirational and inspirational women from WA, and absolutely amazing art. She painted each of these paintings with a palette in less than a day, and it was just amazing. If you can get to see it, probably you've missed out on a fantastic exhibition, so that was wonderful. And last but not least, I had the honour of going to the Chamber of Commerce Business of the Year Awards and presenting an award to on behalf of the town of Port Hedland. So, yes, it's been my activities.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Councillor Taylor.
Nothing, thank you.
Councillor Butson. Councillor Melville.
Nothing in regards to the couple of days that I've had on council. I'd just like to reiterate what I spoke about on Monday night and thank everyone who's been involved in helping me get here, and I look forward to working with you all and building relationships going forward.
Councillor
Bedford? Yep, I met with Ray from the Harbour Cafe in regarding to flooding issues, which we've since now on the way to resolving. Met with the Port Hedland, South Hedland Business Association this morning with yourself and Gloria to discuss about the town's future and public opinion on what they feel some good outcomes would be in the future. And I had a meeting with Mr Young and the owner of Casper's Earth Mover this morning regarding flooding issues and stormwater diversion. So making progress forward there.
Terrific. Thank you very much, councillors, for your endeavours. Really appreciate it. Just before we sign out, just also adding that we will do an appropriate recognition and thank you ceremony or sundowner with Arnold Carter and Bill Jeanbach to recognise their contribution to the community. That possibly will be around the 7th of November, but everyone will get an invitation to that. So really want to make sure that we do thank and do that. I'd also like to take the opportunity to thank the Deputy Mayor for the past 2 years, Councillor George DeCash, Thank you very much for your services and endeavours. And I'll also have a plaque ready for you. I know you didn't want one, but I'm going to do one. But thank you very much for your effort. Have our round of applause for George. Okay, item 10, petitions, deputations, presentations, submissions. There are nil. Just a disclaimer before we do go into the business, into the reports of officers, a disclaimer. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items in this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by council has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Without any further ado, item 11, reports of officers. Item 11.1.1, delegated planning, building and environmental health approvals and orders for September 2013. Do I have any points of clarification? Moved, Councillor Hunt. Seconded, Councillor Gillingham. Any against? Motion carried, 10-0. Item 11.1.1.2, proposal for 8 multiple dwellings on lot 1987 in brackets 24, Corboys Place, South Headland, with the officer's recommendation on page 31. Do I have any points of clarification?
No.
Moved, Councillor Jacob. Seconded, Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Motion carried, 10-0. Okay, we're on page 57. Item 11.1.1.3, proposal for 12 multiple dwellings on lot 500 in brackets 37, Moore Street, Port Hedland, with the officer's recommendation on page 63. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points, Madam Mayor.
Sorry?
There's a point of clarification, Mayor, just through a query raised by Councillor through the course of today. Just to address that issue, I believe we're amending an advice note, which I believe our government's officer has and can be presented. And it's just to confirm the use of that visitor car park on the verge, not to allow for any caravans, boats and things of that nature on a permanent basis.
Yep. Any further points of clarification? So I have a mover in Councillor Jacob, seconder in Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Motion carried, 10-0. Have to get like a little bell. People over there. Okay. Item 11.1.1.4, proposal for 8 multiple dwellings on lot 193 in brackets 43 Morgan Street, Port Hedland, with the officer's recommendation commencing on page 102. Do I have any points of clarification? Yes, Director?
Yeah, I believe the same recommendation, the same amendments to be put on this lot, so that amendment can be included.
Do you have that?
Okay. So with that, are there any further points of clarification? Moved, Councillor Hunt. Seconded, Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against? Motion carried, 10-0. Okay, we're on page 115. Item 11.1.1.5, proposal for 6 multiple dwellings on lot 2 in brackets 51, Morgan Street, Port Hedland, with the officer's recommendation commencing on page 120. Do I have any same position? Number 13 in this instance. Do I any further points of clarification? Okay, moved, Councillor Jacob, seconded, Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Motion carried, 10-0. Item 11.1.1.6, proposed scheme amendment number 66 to the Town of Port Hedland Town Planning Scheme number 5 to rezone lot 2940 Coffin Place, South Hedland, from other public purposes, water and drainage to urban development, with the officer's recommendation on page 138. Do I have any points of clarification? Moved, Councillor Hunt. Seconded, Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against? Motion carried, 10-0. Item 11.1.1.7, proposed final adoption of Scheme Amendment 63 to the Town of Port Hedland Town Planning Scheme Number 5, Water Corporation rationalisation of various portions of land located within South Hedland and Cook Point Wastewater Treatment Plant. With the officer's recommendation on page 143.
Just a concern raised by Councillor today, we've amended or included an additional recommendation regarding the retention of public fees and that to be passed.
So that's number four.
That's
great. Any further points of clarification? I have a mover, Councillor Hooper, seconded Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against? Motion carried 10-0. Okay, item 11.1.1.8, final adoption of the South Hedland Town Centre Development Plan with the officer's recommendation on page 161. Do I have any points of clarification? Move, Councillor.
I just had a point of clarification. I'm sorry.
No, you're
right. I just would like to know through the chair there whether we should be discussing this a little bit more length, like having a workshop to go a little bit further on what's sort of happening with the Town Centre Development Plan.
You can add an option of a workshop if you'd like.
Yeah, so I think we should be doing that. Mm.
Through the chair, we can have another workshop, but we did workshop the matter through a concert forum about a month ago while I was on the it's up to councillors if they need another workshop to clarify.
I just through the chair, just because we have some new councillors and they may like to have some input, especially with their expertise. So just a suggestion whether we should have an extra workshop to discuss further.
Mayor, I've got a note here saying it had something to do with Land Corp.
Pardon?
We had to have discussions to do with Land Corp with this development, I believe. So it might be worthwhile
to have
the workshop.
Director, we've had workshops.
Yeah, through the chair, Land Corp had workshops with stakeholders. Officers have workshopped with the councillors.
It's also been out for a public comment period.
It's been out for public.
Okay.
Were any submissions received from the public?
No.
Okay, we have an officer's recommendation there. Councillors, I did have a mover to move that recommendation. I have a mover in Councillor Jacob. I have a seconder in Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Officer's recommendation is passed 10-0. Item 11.1.2.1, authorisation of CAT registration officers, CAT Act 2011. With the officer's recommendation on page 190. I know there was a question asked. Are there any further points of clarification or extra information?
Just would like to know through the chair what the cost will be for registration for people with CATs. I know it's not in this part, but do we have any information on that?
CEO?
Through you, Madam Mayor, I don't have the information on my fingertips. It is on the Department of Local Government Communities web page now. The fees and charges there. I do believe our customer service staff and rangers have that information they're providing to the public, and I think they're taking registrations as we speak.
For council's information, I can get our rangers to see if they
Yes, please. Yes, through the chair. Thank you. Yes.
I have a point of clarification. Is it going to be like dogs that aren't registered or roaming the streets that the rangers will just pick up cats without having to incur the cost of hiring cats and things like that? They just pick up a cat and if it's not microchipped, sterilised, registered it?
Through the chair, that's my understanding. It's similar to the Dog Act that the rangers will have those powers and to ensure that cats are registered. If cats are registered, and they can be returned to the owner. If they can't, then exactly the same process as the dog.
So it is a little bit more challenging to catch cats. I'm not sure if you've ever tried to catch a stray cat. It is quite a challenge, and probably offer a prize to the first ranger who gets a cat.
Are they allowed to entrap cats? You know, entice them.
Are they allowed to entrap cats? And entice cats, CEO?
Mayor, I've got no idea. The issue of cat legislation has been brewing for about 25 years, to my knowledge, and it's now in place. I suspect that our rangers will be busy and they will receive quite a few community concerns. I think generally the community is split between two groups, cat lovers or cat haters, and I'm sure there'll be cat haters on the phone on the 1st of November pointing out where cats are that should be removed.
I actually like cats, but I know that there's a lot of feral cats.
So, Madam Mayor, I think the ability to catch cats in a humane manner is permitted under the Cat Act, and whether that is by trapping them, that would be permitted, and we would probably end up with people wanting to hire our what used to be known as possum traps, but maybe now known as cat traps, to be able to trap cats on private property for the rangers to deal with as they would any other stray animal.
Do I have any further points of clarification? Before moving, I was just wondering, Councillor Jacob, before you do move it, if you'd be interested to entertain a number 5, where Council investigate the opportunity of a partnership with the South Hedland Vet Clinic to do a day of awareness raising and subsidised microchipping. We certainly just had that for the paws walk with dogs, and I didn't bring my cat, so I'd be really keen to see if there was opportunities that we could explore that as a part 5.
I'm happy there.
Movers happy with that? Thank you. And Councillor Gillingham, you're seconding
yes,
that?
Second.
Terrific. So, part 5, Council investigate the opportunity for partnerships with the South Hedland Veterinary Clinic to offer discounted, subsidised microchipping for cats on a one-off or awareness raising
adventure. Through you, Madam Mayor, we can certainly make those inquiries. Our previous relationships have been with SAFE, and the funding that was made available in the budget for microchipping, I think we diverted to SAFE to support their operations.
Mm-hmm. So could we actually not nominate a company, but
an interested group?
Thank you,
okay, so I have a mover and a seconder. Do I have any against? Motion carried 10-0. Item 11.4, Corporate Services Finance, 11.4.1.1, Late Submission of Rates Concessions by the Country Women's Association of Western Australia, with the Officer's recommendation there. Before I do points of clarification, Councillor Hooper, you made some inquiries in regards to this.
I did make some inquiries and I'm satisfied with the answers I received.
Can you please convey the answers you received?
Yes, okay, so according to... I'll just say what I got. Okay, so apparently CWA last year had a building down at the end of Moore Street, which is the one I'm familiar with, and that was sold for the tune of around about $980,000, with which they purchased some units down in South Hedland, which are now a going concern, even though they are at a subsidised rate. They are a profit-making entity, and the recommendation was that they could make up the rates with rent. So I withdraw my concern over that. I think they are able to support themselves.
And I guess it was articulated to you that any surplus cash or profits that the branch head makes does get sent to Perth.
That's true. And the flip side of that was that any shortfall would also be taken up by them.
Thank you. Councillor Gillingham?
I was just clarification. I believe, though, that the CWA do actually charge a much, much reduced rent for people coming to town, especially people coming from the pastoral area. Mm-hmm. At a reduced rate, and I've even helped people very much late at night going to get the key, etc., etc. So it's a great organisation, and I do believe that there was a problem when the house first got sold in Moore Street, that it was not a very good
deal, but it went through some of the committee members there were not very happy with what it went through, and it was right underneath their noses. So it was unfortunate. I'm just passing that on to you there. So I don't know exactly how much their rates actually would cost, but just to let everybody know that it is a wonderful organisation that does help in times of need.
Councillor Jacob.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just to support Councillor Gillingham's comments just there, but to be
is this a point of clarification?
Yes, it is. A point of clarification for the decision is that it is an organisation that does return funds outside of this town, and any surplus or losses is certainly covered by an organisation that's not locally run. So
yes,
just so that we understand that it's not kept here.
Great, thank you. Do I have any other points of clarification?
No points of clarification. Drop the officer recommendation.
Okay, move Councillor DeCash, seconded Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion carried 10 now. Item 11.4.1.2, request to waive penalty interest for 41 properties owned by Danvers Salt Limited. The officer's recommendation on page 200.
Madam Mayor, I have an amendment to the recommendation. In light of the correspondence and from receiving advice from finance, I request that the officer's recommendation be to have point one as is. For point two, that council requests the CEO and his delegate to contact the Salt Limited and offer for the company to enter into a payment arrangement for the outstanding interest to be paid in full by the 30th of June 2014. And at point three, that council requests the CEO or his delegate to cease any further interest to be applied to the outstanding amounts, providing this debt is paid by the 30th of June 2014. And my suggestion for that is around the history of the accounts between Danvers Salt Limited and the Town of Port Hedland, in that when there was a previous overcharge, there was a similar arrangement made, so they need to pay it, mm-hmm. We can have an arrangement.
Okay, I have a mover in Councillor Taylor, seconder in Councillor Hooper.
Government, you're okay with that?
I have a printout.
Is what's up there what you're suggesting?
I think so. I just got the wording double checked. So
I'll just wait until that's typed up.
Madam Mayor, just trying to determine the intent is to suspend penalty interest as of today's date, or only subject to the payment plan being signed?
My intent is that the interest stops either on the first payment of the instalment or from the agreement that it's signed. So, you know, from their first indication that they're going to be paying it, that the interest will accrue. So if they say that, you know, if they want to dispute it further, then the interest would continue to accrue. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Perhaps, if I can, through Madam Mayor, just testing this, that part three might be subject to Danvers Salt Limited. Probably have to start the sentence with it, I think, Grace. Subject to Danvers Salt entering into an agreement, payment agreement, for the outstanding interest. That council ceases. Council.
Oh, commencement of the agreement.
The town ceases to charge any further interest. So that would mean essentially we'll tidy it up a little bit. So the current amounts might still continue to accrue until such time as they sign on the dotted line.
So they make their first instalment, or they sign, or there's some act of enactment.
Is that?
So mover is happy, seconder is happy. Terrific. Mover's still happy, second is still happy. Yes, terrific. So I have it, a motion now that's put forward in three parts as per on the screen. Moved by Councillor Taylor, seconded by Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against?
Yes.
Yep. Speaker 4.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I suggest this arrangement because although on first glance it looks like a fairly straightforward case that they should pay interest repayments, but in looking into the matter, given that the town inadvertently overcharged the anti-assault over some years, accruing quite a large bill in the order of over $100,000, and the anti-assault limited agreed that the town of Fort Hedland could pay that back in a payment plan, I think that the same courtesy should be extended back to the anti-assault in a shorter time frame, given it's a small sum of money, and that they should pay what they owe us, but just extend that courtesy around the payment plan.
Speaker against?
Oh, look, Madam Mayor, I think the anti-assault limited has got squillions of dollars in the piggy bank there. I don't think that want to muck around with a $24,517.42 payback scheme. I think they'd rather pay it straight away and get rid of it, because and my reading is that they were given adequate notice of the outstanding rates, and it says here that's unfair to other ratepayers that are in the same situation who have to pay their penalty rates straight off. So, and I'm pretty sure we need a $24,000 more than they do.
Speaker 4.
Yes, while it may be insignificant in some respects, it has been requested, and so in order to honour them and extend some courtesy, I believe that this is a good way to go.
Speaker against? Any further speakers for? Right of reply?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It just was simply for that courtesy. While I agree with the points Councillor Cash makes, I simply think that we would like to, they may choose to pay it all at once, they have that prerogative, but we are saying they owe it and we would like it paid, but here is some concession on how they can pay it.
Okay, can I please have a show of hands, those in favour of the three-part recommendation as displayed? Show of hands in favour, please. Those against the recommendation? The motion is carried 9-1. Item 11.4.1.3, proposal to change the method of valuation for lot 185 Madigan Road, Pippengarra, assessment number A804113, and lot 270 Great Northern Highway, Indy, assessment number A803135, with the officer's recommendation commencing on page 218. Do I have any points of clarification?
Yes, thank you. I'd just like to ask, if it says subject to the Minister's approval, point 3 and point 4 on page 219, what's the likelihood of getting the approval? Because it's $117,000.
I believe we've had some discussions with the Minister, CEO.
Okay, thank you.
That's true, Madam Mayor. Mm-hmm.
The Chair, sorry, I've been dealing with the Department of Government and the Valuer General on this for quite some time now. While we obviously haven't put that submission to the Minister doesn't look at it from a necessarily financial perspective, because this is going to have an impact on the town. They would look at it from a rating equity point of view. And certainly the discussions that I've had with the Valuer General's office and the Department of Local Government are quite encouraging and very supportive. We've dealt with both of these ratepayers for many, many, many years about their rating inequity, to be honest, it would actually probably free up a lot of their time to actually get it right. So it looks positive. The only thing I'm not aware of at this stage is how long that process would take, because we have to make a separate application too. But the intention would be to do that and then have that applied from effectively 1 July next year.
Oh, thank you.
Councillor Jacob?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I did have that same question. In light of your response, do we have a plan B in case that doesn't eventuate? Is there a plan B in place, or we're assuming that that will come through and the Minister's approval will be given? Do we need a plan B? Just a quick.
I guess through the chair, the plan A is very, very, very hopeful. The plan B is effectively that these ratepayers will be potentially required to stay on these rating categories for the current moment. The town is looking to develop rating strategies, and the intention of that is to actually align more so with the town planning scheme, and potentially you could actually create some more appropriate rating categories with varying rates in the dollars, I guess, to recognise that. The only, hindrance, if you like, is the valuation that the Value General's Office would then put on those properties in any case. But it would be quite low, and we've had indications of that. So, particularly if we move to a GRB situation.
Thank you. Just conscious of the time that this has spanned over, and just wondering if maybe a plan B might be necessary. But thank you very much.
Any further points of clarification? Can I have a mover? Councillor Jacob, seconder. Councillor Hooper, do I have any against? Motion carried 10-0. Well done. Item 11.4.1.4, interim financial reports to council for period ended 31st of August 2013, with the officer's recommendation on page 229. Any points of clarification? Any further information? Any points of clarification?
No, thanks, Madam Mayor.
Move, Councillor Jacob, seconded Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion carried 10-0. Item 11.4.1.5, efficiency dividends achieved for September 2013, with the officer's recommendation on this separate item of page 3. And 4, do I have any points of clarification? Do I have a mover? Move, Councillor Hunt, seconded Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against? Motion carried 10-0. Item 11.5.1.1, membership and terms of reference of the Town of Port Hedland Audit and Finance Committee and Port Hedland International Airport Committee.
Point of clarification, yes, if I may. I understood that committees were disbanded and members need to stand down to be then re-elected. And I would have thought, through the chair, that Audit and Finance and Airport Committee would be two separate agenda items.
CEO?
Through you, Madam Mayor. We've just combined two agenda items. There's two separate recommendations there for the appointment of members. One starting on page 237 for Audit and Finance, terms of reference, and it goes through to the council appointment on page 238. And then Airport Committee terms of reference starts at number 4.
Right. So through the chair, if I may say, so point 6 on page 239 to reappoint community members, I would have thought that they would have to submit their resume once again, because there could be other people in that also want to submit resumes.
Through
as to normal committee procedures.
Through you, Madam Mayor, through the terms of reference already in place, we invited those current community members that were still interested in participating in that committee, and those were the ones that indicated their interest. We were prepared to accept those, and the intention is that at some stage over the next 12 months, the airport committee structure will be tested again through council to look at a potentially completely different governance structure, and that'll be through discussions with council.
But just through the chair, did that mean that we as a council had invited them to be reappointed? the administration?
Through the town of Port Hedland wrote to existing community members and sought their interest in remaining on the committee.
All right. I just have one other clarification, because one of the members, Dr. Ken King, I believe, had not attended many of the meetings, either by telephone or in person, and I wondered what the procedure was if he didn't attend so many meetings, whether that meant that you were no longer a committee member.
Through you, Madam Mayor, the same terms, same requirements for committee members exist for elected members. If you put in an apology or seek a leave of absence, that is classed as it's not classed attendance, but that is acceptable. If there is no leave of absence and no apology and a member misses three consecutive meetings, they are automatically disqualified from either committee or council, depending on the circumstances.
And so Mr. King had put apologies in?
Yes, he has, and in one of those meetings he did have, through a council resolution, the ability to participate via means other than being in person.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks.
Any further points of clarification? Before going into it, would we like to have some nominations for the first part from 1 to 3 with the points, Mayor and councillors? Are there members who are interested in being members of the Audit and Finance Committee? You were going to say something?
Sorry, just for, again, for new councillors especially, but the... In the case of the Local Government Act prescribes that the Mayor may elect automatically to be a member of any committee. And so I think in terms of numbers, of course the Council can tonight to determine whether the terms of reference are amended to have more elected members than what is currently stipulated in there. But I just wanted to make sure the Mayor was aware that you have the right to be on any committee.
Through the Chair, would you like members to nominate?
That's what I'm calling for. Okay. So can I please have, I had already Councillor Butson, Councillor Jacob, Councillor Van Voort, Mayor Howlett. Do I have any others for the Audit and Finance Committee? Okay, thank you. And now with the gaps from Parts 4 up to Part 5, appoints councillors as members of the Port Hedland International Airport Committee.
Through the Chair.
Yes.
States that the Finance Committee councillors as deputy members as well.
Oh, yes. Would anyone like to be a deputy member?
I'm just asking a question.
Madam Mayor, from an administrative purpose, I would prefer to see all existing elected members be nominated as deputies.
Deputy members?
So
yes.
That way
there
should never be any issues with achieving a quorum.
Right. So all councillors that did not put up their hand to be appointed will now be deputy members.
Perhaps we can do this one in alphabetical order from A, and we'll do the second deputy's alphabetical order in reverse. The point would be that if you had multiple committees, if you did them all by A to Z, then the first member is going to be the person always called. And it's just trying to share the love, spread the word.
I think it's just difficult sometimes to find people's availability and work commitments and stuff, so I'd hate to put people, I think let's just try and see who's available and can fit in on that time. So
before you to work on whatever.
Now, one more clarification. Is that right that you can now have community members on the Audit Committee as well?
We've always had that capacity, and certainly we will advertise and issue a public notice seeking the appointment.
Thank you.
And again,
that was suitably qualified person.
And that suitably qualified person. And I guess, as we have done with elected members, that if two suitably qualified people would come, we would consider that in due course. So, you know, I think there is some flexibility as long as we're still adhering to quorums. And if there's 15 suitably qualified people, we may have to make a decision. All right, so if everyone is happy with that, now back to the Port Hedland International Airport Committee. Please, can people call first? I'll do actual members and then we'll do deputies afterwards. So who would like to express an interest on the International Airport Committee? Councillor Jacob, Councillor Gillingham, Councillor Hunt, Councillor Butson, Mayor Howlett. Do all the remainder. I will let it be optional as it is the airport, who would like to be a deputy member of the airport?
I'm happy to.
Thank you, Councillor Melville. Terrific. And Councillor Hooper. Thank you. Councillor Hooper, Councillor Melville as deputies. No. If councillors don't wish to be on the airport committee, I'm not going to make you. But I think... But I think with the finance, as you all know, councillors can attend any committee.
Yeah.
You can attend as an observer. You're not barred from attending any committee meeting.
And through the chair, the committee meeting is open to the public.
Mm.
Can I just have a point of clarification? Yes. If for the lack of a quorum of committee members, deputies attend, do they have the same voting rights as a regular member and that sort of stuff?
So, yeah.
Through Madam Mayor, yes, they do. They become an acting member for that particular meeting in the absence of the other.
Even though they may not be up to speed on whatever the item agenda might be.
That's the responsibility of the member not being there to have passed that on, and they'll be informed who their deputy will be and how to do that passing on of knowledge.
And if I can, agendas and minutes are obviously worked through council as well.
I'd like to put a part 8, if people could entertain the idea of a part 8, acknowledging the efforts of Arnold Carter and Bill Schombach and commend them for their time and efforts. All right, so with that, I'd have a mover and Councillor Gillingham for all parts now from 1 to 8 and a seconder and Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against? Motion carried 10-0. Thank you. Okay, councillors, we're now on to page 256. Item 11.5.2.1, reviewed option of elected members' meeting fees payments for 2013-14 with the officer's recommendation on page 265. Councillor De Cash?
Yes, Madam Mayor. I'd like to put up a new option number 8. From the council.
Can you read that, please?
Yes, Madam Mayor. That council reconfirms its decision made at the 24th July 13 ordinary council meeting and acknowledges the services of previous elected members. Payments to be ICT allowance $3,400, mayor allowance $75,000, deputy mayor allowance $18,750, and adopt SAT's annual meeting fee of $27,000 per elected member effective of the 1st of July 2013 and to review council's payments at the next year's budget 2014-2015 period.
I have a mover in Councillor De Cash. I have a seconder in Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against? Motion carried 10-0. And the... You'd like that piece of paper? Or you'd like the reason? So the reason for that? Councillor De Cash, the reason for that alternative recommendation?
Madam Mayor, the Salaries Tribunal...
Can you give
me that piece of paper? Well, if you can type it up.
Can you please give me explanation?
The Salaries and Allowance Tribunal sat down and determined that the rest of the councillors, town council, the shire councillors, were way behind every other state in Australia when it comes to councillors' payments. They spent quite a few months talking to council and going around the state and seeing the work they did, the amount of work that councils have accumulated and the amount of time they spend doing council business has increased dramatically through the years, and then they finally come up with some remuneration that's plausible to councillors in WA. We finally caught up with our cousins in the eastern states, and we should embrace it and thank the tribunal for finally realising how much work we actually do and what we work.
Thank you.
See you. Well, just so let me go back to Madam Mayor, because we will need a revocation of the original decision of council, which is contained within this year's budget now.
So I need a show of three hands to revoke the previous decision. I have Councillor De Cash, Councillor Gillingham, Councillor Taylor. Do I have support and a mover in Councillor De Cash, seconder in Councillor Gillingham, to revoke the previous decision of the 24th of July 2013 in regards to elected members' sitting fees? Do I have any against that part one? Motion carried 10-0. And now this becomes a part two.
So that will become
part two. Which is now moved separately because I believe it's a finance decision that requires an absolute majority. So I separated it. Moved Councillor De Cash, seconded Councillor Gillingham, was passed 10-0 and is still passed 10-0. Thank you.
And has there any consideration of a budget adjustment?
That will happen in the quarterly budget review. Thank you, councillors. Item 12, late items as permitted by presiding member council. We have one councillors, 12.1, award of tender 13-26, construction of South Headland Youth Space and Skate Park Facility. Councillor Jacob?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'd like to disclose the financial interest on item 12.1. The awarding of the tender of the construction of the South Headland New Space facility. With regard to item 12.1, I disclose that I have an association with the applicant. As a consequent, there may be a perception that... Oh, I'm reading the wrong one. Sorry, it's a financial interest. I have shares over the threshold.
Thank you.
Councillor
De Cash.
Madam Mayor, I also have financial interest on this matter to the fact I've got BHP and FMG shares above.
Thank you, Councillor De Cash. Councillor Hunt.
I'd like to declare that I have a BHP shares above the threshold, so I have a financial interest.
Thank you, Councillor Hunt. Councillor Melville.
Madam Mayor, I've got a financial interest as an employee from BHP. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Sorry, Councillor Butson, or no? That's okay. Okay, councillors, we still have six members here, so we still have a quorum. So we are able to consider this item. We have an officer's recommendation on the page 8, but we also have a new on page 1, which has a highlighted part. Do I have any points of clarification? Yes, Councillor Gillingham?
Yeah, I don't think I have the highlighted part, so okay. Just for clarification, is that on page 4 of the late item, got in table 1, 116,303, shortfall funding, committed pending assessment of tender construction costs, and then on page 5, it's got in excess of $700,000. I just don't know how to marry those two together, so can you explain?
I'll just try and catch up with council.
Can we have a tackle that, please, Mr. Brook?
Chair, prior to...
Councillor Taylor?
Prior to council advertising the request for tender, we undertook a cost estimate for the skate park. The cost estimate was slightly above the funding that we had secured at the time. So we, in discussion with BHP through the partnership that we have, BHP undertook to underwrite the gap to allow the fact of the town to go forward with a request for tender, knowing that it had enough money based on the existing QS. So we needed to make sure that we had enough funds to go forward with the tender. And then the report then summarises the outcome following the tender process.
Okay, and also...
And so, sorry, just to finish, and then so the gap then is highlighted, the gap between the funding that we have, inclusive of 116, and the tender price that's coming, which is an additional $700,000.
So, through the chair, if I may, is it being financed through the reserve account?
Through the chair, the funding that's there on page 4 of the Labor item is through the partnership, sustainability partnership with the town for many years.
Okay, thank you.
And to clarify,
yes, thank you.
Those funds aren't helping with the
The reserve account, yes. Okay.
That obviously makes a charge to it.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, thank you.
Excuse me, I have a point of clarification. When I asked about this and the... I just wanted to check my understanding was correct, that because we're nominating a preferred contractor and point three that's highlighted in yellow there requests the negotiation of the contract costs, the construction costs, that was around trying to address getting those numbers closer together. Is that correct? Around that we had a clear preferred tenderer from the tendering process, whereas if we hadn't had that, this wouldn't be an option. But we have a clear preferred tenderer, so we're assigning that, and those construction costs can then be negotiated. So is that clear?
Through you, madam. It's 2 points, and I think that's why the recommendations have moved around. So part two is now to try to seek those additional funds.
Yep.
At the same time, we'll be having discussions with the preferred contractor on how to bring the project in within the value, the budget that currently exists.
Okay.
So if there are additional funds available, either through existing supporters or through new funding sources, we'll identify those.
Yep.
But irrespective of that, we'll be having discussions with the contractor to try to marry it up.
Yep. Point of clarification, please. With those cost savings, if the convict skate parks aren't flexible enough to make that $700,000 budget differential, is the town of Port Hedland willing to sacrifice some of the amenities or some of the facilities on that skate park, space park?
Sure.
I'll defer, but I think the general question would be that we'll tackle part two first,
mm-hmm.
and then this is providing the CEO with the authority to actually negotiate those elements, and if there has to be an element drop out to make the budget work, we would consider that.
And if I can just add too, that's exactly the process that we'll go through. But part of the, I guess, intent behind the revision, the proposed revision of the recommendation was, at the same time, we wanted the council and the community. We've gone through an extensive community consultation process, and we wanted to give council and the community confidence that we weren't going to strip the project out to a point to meet budget that it bared no resemblance to what they were expecting.
Mm.
So we wanted to also show that what would be delivered if there was an agreement was consistent with what's been done, with what been expressed by the community and adopted by council.
Yeah, I have seen the plans, and there are some very high quality items on that.
Yeah, we think we can value, sorry, through the chair,
mm-hmm.
we think we can certainly value manage some aspects of the project, but not to the point where we lose the overall outcome that we're looking for.
Okay. If I make through the chair, it will come back to council if it gets adapted or adjusted or needs to be adjusted. Is that correct?
Depends, through you, madam, depending on the level of adjustment required. So
sure.
This will be the continuing negotiation. It possibly won't need another council resolution, but we'd like to keep council informed, as directly indicated, and also the community informed of any changes that may need to be made. Emphasise may. Because there may not be any changes required to be made if we can find the additional funding.
Any further points of clarification? Yes, Councillor Butson.
So, with this money that's meant to be in the reserve account with BHP, it has about, in the budget, the June budget, it had about 20 projects that were going to be done. There was only $66,000 allocated to the skate park for this project.
So I'll defer, but I think that's based on financial use.
Yeah.
So through the chair, the BHP contribution towards this project has been over several phases.
Yeah.
The money that was allocated, I detailed in the budget, was to do the designs and costings. The money that's shown in the council report is for the next phase mm-hmm. of the project. So they are identified as two separate, I guess, scope of works within the partnership.
Any further points of clarification?
Nothing.
I have a mover in Councillor Taylor. I have a seconder in Mayor Howlett. Do I have any against? Motion carried 6-0. Can I please have...
Yeah. Have the minutes back, please.
Thanks.
Councillors, as you resume your seat at the table, letting you know that the revised officer's recommendation, as per the sheet with the yellow highlight, numbered page 1, was passed 6-0.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Item 13, reports of committees. Item 13.1.1, Airport Committee Minutes, 2nd of October 2013, with the officer's recommendation. One there. Do I have any points of clarification? Simple majority vote required. Moved, Councillor Hunt. Seconded, Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against? Motion carried 10-0. Officer's recommendation 2. The Council adopts the following recommendation from the Airport Committee as listed. Do I have a...
Officer's recommendation number 2, Madam Mayor.
Pardon?
Officer's recommendation number 2, is it?
Yes.
Point of clarification?
Yes. Yep.
The lighting, it keeps coming up about the lighting around the car parks, and it's being a safety issue. I'm just concerned that there is not enough adequate light around the place. So I just need to know if we can, we will upgrade the lights or are they okay under the...
CEO?
I've just heard you're talking about the lighting at the... National Airport car park?
Yes.
Yes. Through the chair, there's new, I might have to listen to the files, but there are new lights that will be installed this week in the long term car parks. We have additional lighting in the star parking area.
Thank you.
Do I have any further points of clarification? I have a mover in Councillor Hooper, seconder in Councillor DeCash. Do I have any against? Motion carried 10-0. And just a note and more of a clarification note, the next meeting of the Port Hedland International Airport Committee meeting is taking place on the 30th of October, starting at 12:30 p.m. in the Council Chambers, not as page 239, and that will be amended. It has listed the 31st, so just making that clarification point there. Okay, item 14, motions of which previous notice have been given. There is nil. We also have something else to look at and consider. That's Councillor approves Councillor Jacob's participation in the next Airport Committee meeting to be held on Wednesday the 30th of October by way of teleconference, and it requires an absolute majority vote.
Thank you.
Can I please, any points of clarification?
Right.
Moved, Councillor Hunt. Seconded, Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against? Motion carried 10-0. Get your phone ready. Well done. All right. Item 14, motions of which previous notice have been given. There are nil. Item 15, I do have two confidential items to consider. Can I please have a mover and seconder to go in confidence? Move, Councillor Gillingham. Seconded, Councillor DeCash. Do I have any against? Motion carried 10-0. Members of the public, we do have two listed confidential items to consider. You are most welcome to remain in the foyer and come back after the deliberation of those two items. Thank you very much for your participation in the meeting today. Of confidence. Move, Councillor Taylor. Seconded, Councillor DeCash. All in favour. 10-0. Can someone please get the public? Councillor Taylor, Councillor DeCash. Members of the public, as you've now entered back into the room, letting you know that item 15.1 on page... Okay, officer's recommendation was passed. That council, 1, acknowledges the legal advice received from McLeod on the 22nd of August 2013, which advises that the town could not enter into the proposed contract with New Energy without publicly inviting tenders in relation to the supply of the proposed service. 2 authorises the Chief Executive Officer or his delegate to conduct an expression of interest for waste management services. 3 requests that the Chief Executive Officer or his delegate notify New Energy Corporation of this decision. And 4 requests that the Chief Executive Officer or his delegate provide an update to Council on completion of the expression of interest process. That was passed 10-0. Second item, considered 15.2, confidential request to waive portion of fees. The officer's recommendation that Council 1 amend the commencement date of the agreements for the occupation of the terminal booths and car parking bays to the 21st of September 2012, and 2 write off debt, the following debts, and adjust the leasing income within the airport business unit by $5,362.50. Debtor number 8461 with invoice number, and I'm just going to read the invoice numbers. In accordance with the table. Now, it does say that we needed a simple absolute majority, but we only needed a simple. However, it was passed 10-0. So that might have been confusing, but it's all good. Thank you for not letting me have to read all that out. Okay. Item 16, applications for leave of absence. Deputy Mayor.
Yes, Madam Mayor, thank you very much. I will be away at a wedding, departing on the 29th of October next week, returning on the 9th of November. But that might be changed because of what you want us to do.
You can come back here.
Fantastic. That's what I'd like to see. Councillor De Cash, Councillor Gillingham.
Yes, I may be away 16th of November to the 21st of November, so I'll put a leave of absence in just in case. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Hooper.
I may be away from next Thursday.
Which is the date of... 31st?
Yes, unsure. Shoulder operation.
Oh, wow.
Maybe a week, I don't know.
Okay. 31st to the 6th of November, something like that?
I'll be there.
Okay. Okay, Councillor Hunt.
I think I might have said that I have it the 10th of November to the 12th of December.
I believe you have, but I'll let you do it again. Councillor
no,
Taylor.
Nothing, thank you very much.
Councillor Butson. Councillor Melville.
I'll actually be away from the 14th of November through the 25th of November.
Sorry, that was the 14th of November?
14th of November through the 25th.
Councillor Van Voort.
From the 22nd of December to the 20th of January.
Terrific. And I'd also like to put down, I'd like some leave, please. I'll be going from the 12th of November to the 12th of December. Can I have a mover and seconder for all those leaves? Move, Councillor Cash, seconded Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against? No. Motion carried 10-0. Okay, item 17, closure. The date of the next meeting, the next ordinary meeting of Council, will be held on Wednesday the 27th of November, commencing at 5:30 p.m. with the agenda briefing session. Our new agenda governance process will be held on Wednesday the 20th of November, commencing at 3:30 p.m. That is open to the public, and public are most welcome to attend. Without any further business, before I do close, I believe this is our Director of Corporate Services' final formal council meeting. I'd like to bid you sadly a farewell. I really commend you for your efforts, Director of Corporate Services. You've done a fantastic job for the organisation and the town, and you've left a tremendous legacy, particularly in regards to that hard-nosed nature of negotiating the Precinct 3 contract and dealings. I think you should be really proud of the effort and the legacy that you've left behind. So I wish you all the very best with your future endeavours. I hope one day to see you listed as a CEO, and I hope that you continue to go for those leadership opportunities. Would you like to say anything?
Maybe after the meeting, if that's okay.
Here, here, Madam Mayor. All of very best to you and your family. Okay, no further business. I declare the meeting closed at 7:02. Congratulations, new councillors, on your first council meeting, the first of many. Thank you very much, councillors, CEO, staff and governance. Thank you.